I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
TMS is brought to you daily by the support of our glorious patrons at patreon.com/TMS, like Andy Ism, Fromwup, and TDP Minus. Coming up on TMS, psychologically reinforced cement.
Intermediate wingdings and squiggles.
Wackadoodle graphics.
He likes to do the burgle.
Junuary.
The Department of Cakeology.
Are chickens birds? Because I like really wanted to know.
The Airlock Supreme.
Feathered farm food.
Poop it out, barf it out.
Let it out!
Terry Fingers Martin.
Reality TV style garage chickens.
Notting Hill Climax.
You had me at
Making 300 Things with Bill and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Code 3 won't be seen tonight, but will return next week. Stay tuned for a one-hour special presentation.
Laundromat Grandma.
The Morning Stream. The good guys will come and get you. Okay?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to TMS. It's The Morning Stream for Tuesday, January 30th. Couldn't be further from that. It is the year 2024. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Good morning, everyone. We hope you had a good day yesterday.
So, yes. Well, I had a busy day yesterday. We did finally get our room block code.
Oh, shit.
For the plaza.
What?
And, yeah.
Is it up on the site? Is it where are we putting that?
It is. We've got it on vivatmsvegas.com, a link to where you can get the order your hotel, mm-hmm. all that stuff, and then we've also got in the Discord. And so my afternoon was spent figuring out how to transfer people who did the Cyber Monday thing. Make sure that they get on the room block. I had to create another page on the site and a form for people to fill out so that they can get the thing transferred over to our room block. It was basically, my afternoon was basically shot because of that damn Cyber Monday deal, which turns out wasn't that great a deal compared to what we get to for the room block. So, let that be a lesson that maybe you just wait until we get the room block, or I won't announce dates before Cyber Monday next time.
Right.
I'll just wait.
Yeah, like we, well, whatever. I'm glad you explored it because then now we kind of know. Yeah. And that's good to know that we're...
It's good to know. Now we know. Exactly. Yeah. So,
It's sort of worth it. I say that easily because I didn't do it. You did. Definitely worth all my trouble yesterday. It was real rough.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
But between the discounted room rate, the discounted resort fees, it's actually like... the difference is minimal for most people. So,
yeah, good.
Just...
That's great.
Yeah,
I am excited about this prospect. We're all going to Vegas, everyone. It's going to be great.
Oh my God, it's happening! Help, help! It's happening!
Got a couple of big feedbacks today. One is how some people do this thing at home. We were talking the other day about how we have. I think maybe it was with Wendy or something, but like, I might be playing a game on my Steam Deck. Kim might be watching one of her dumb shows or whatever.
Exactly. Right? Yep.
Or whatever the arrangement is, it just is, and that's how we do it, and it's fine. This person says, "This is not. Let's see. Is this an anonymous? Yeah, they didn't leave a name. This is a text. He says, "This is how my wife and I spend most of our evenings. She watches her shows on a 55-inch television stacked on top of the 65-inch TV that I play my video games on." He says it's her fault. She bought me an Xbox and the TV. And did she expect, or what did she expect to happen? So yeah, it's so imagine like a double screen. He's yeah. got. I assume he yeah. either he has headphones on or she does, or maybe right, maybe right. both.
There's no way. Yeah, there's no way you both have audio going. Yeah.
Yeah. Now the question I would have is. Says his is stacked on top, or the littler one is stacked on top of right. his. That would right. be distracting for me to be her in this scenario, because she's trying to watch a show and she's got wackadoo graphics right below it on a larger screen going off. Can you focus? I guess is what I'm saying. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about like when I'm, if I'm at a sports bar and there's something I'm watching, if there's a game on one TV and it's right next to another TV, I definitely will find myself glancing over at the other TV if there's like blah, 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 something really, you know, going crazy on that other TV. But I think I can focus enough on one to not be distracted too much by the other. But
yeah.
It's funny, though. And it makes me wonder, like, so the 65-inch TV, is that like a console TV? Like, you're not stacking a flat panel on a flat panel, probably.
Yeah, it doesn't say here. I would so I'm going to assume they're both flat panels because that's the era we live in.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
if they are,
I don't think you can get a 65 inch console TV anyway. But
maybe they say maybe when he says stacked, he means mounted. You know what I mean?
Right, they're like, mounted one below the other, that sort of thing.
And when your neighbors come over, what do they say? What do they do? What does family say when they come over and go, "Oh, I like your double TV setup."
Right, exactly. Like, boy, you guys must watch a lot of stuff mm-hmm. at the same time.
I've heard of picture-in-picture, but this is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate the insight because I have no idea how that would work. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'll do the. I have the iPad on my lap and the and use my DualSense or whatever this one's called. They don't call it DualSense anymore.
It's DualSense, right? Yeah, it's still DualSense.
Okay.
Yeah, it used to be DualShock, then it was Dual.
That's right. The new one's the DualSense. Yeah. Right. Yeah, there's some new thing, Dual Edge or something like that, or am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Not that I know.
But anyway, I've been getting into. I've been playing a. What is this stupid thing called? I'm not gonna describe it. It's a Hoyoverse, one of these anime video games, and it's called Honkai Star Rail.
Oh yeah, this is the what's the other one?
Genshin Impact kind of thing.
Yeah, yes, like Genshin Impact in space or with sci-fi stuff.
Right,
yeah.
with a flying train in space train basically.
Yeah, very popular. And, people like that game a lot.
Yeah, I noticed like as soon as I got into it, it was like, oh, who else in your game center is playing this? Hakito is playing this. I'm like, okay, well there you go, that makes sense.
Yeah,
but there's a character named March 7th.
Oh.
Like a female character wearing the typical anime, you know, that very conservative, very, you know, good for agile dodging and stuff like that with all the ribbons all around and the things.
That's how you know you're playing an anime game for sure.
Exactly. So I'm playing that. And although it did just download my pre-order of Death Stranding on the iPad. So I might switch over to that, but I'm loving, you know, basically loving having all this stuff just here with the DualSense on my lap while Tina's watching a Real Housewives or watching a Project Runway or something like that.
What do they charge for the Death Stranding on there?
The pre-order was $20, was $19.99.
That's interesting. That's about, I guess I can get it for about that on sale on Steam or
probably
PlayStation or Xbox. Yeah. I'm just curious.
I don't know if it's probably still the same price. I imagine it's still within the introductory deal.
Yeah. When they claimed they were bringing these games over, my worry was they were going to try to do the full $59.99 that everybody charges everywhere. So it's
crazy,
good to hear they're not. That would be bad. But that game's been around long enough that I'm sure it's nice and optimized. It'll play well. I tried playing that game. I couldn't get very far.
Death Stranding?
Yeah. It's very much it's got style for days, but it's basically a walking simulator with some, with occasional scenes in it. It's hard to explain.
Oh, really?
Okay. It's hard to explain. It's a weird game. Like, it's very divisive, too. There are people who absolutely adore it, and there are people who are like, dude, Kojima is just smelling his own farts these days. I don't know. I don't land that extreme on it, but I felt like I was like just walking around a lot. Just wasn't, and it was beautiful. Right. Trust me, you know, don't get me wrong. Beautiful landscapes, amazing walking around, as walking around goes, but there is a lot of walking around. Slowly.
Oh, by the way, the new PlayStation controller is the DualSense Edge, and I don't know what they added with the Edge, but I knew that something came out recently where they were introducing our new DualSense Edge controller.
Oh,
and it's got little.
It's got better battery life. I know that.
More buttons underneath the analog sticks. It looks like.
Oh, is this their pro? This basically their elite. Competitor.
Probably, yeah, because it's a $200 controller.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, I can tell you that won't be happening.
No, there's no reason for that. If you get it on sale or something. I did that with, let's see. Is this it? Oh, I don't know where it is, but I got an Elite.
Rake86 says worse battery life. Jeez.
Yeah, on that one it's worse. But they are doing a second generation PS5 DualSense. It's just called the DualSense. It's just their new SKU. And that does have better battery life, but that is not what
That's not the Edge thing that I was thinking.
But this thing that I got right here, this is Microsoft's equivalent to this is their Elite 2 or whatever it's called, and it has the same thing as options for a bunch of crap on the bottom.
Yeah. Little macros or whatever, assignable buttons.
How deep you want the triggers to go. You can swap out sticks for different sticks. It's the same idea. I think you can customize the Sony one too.
Cool.
It's nice, but $200 nice? I don't know, man.
Nope. Definitely not. No.
Especially when the battery life is worse.
Exactly.
Yeah. Here's a good one. Sven from baseball camp wrote in.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Sven from baseball camp. He doesn't, I mean, we hear his name sometimes as a patron, but we never really hear from him, and it's good to hear from him. He says when he grew up, they called it something different than home ec. You were talking about home ec being a class took. He says, "Heidi ho, biology and statistics. When I was in middle school, we didn't have home economics. They called it family and consumer sciences, which I always thought was bizarre. That's like saying intermediate wingdings and squiggles instead of calculus."
Yeah,
toodles, sure. Says Finn. They didn't call it that in our school.
Family and consumer services. Can't wait to sign up for that class. That sounds like it's going to be a riot.
I mean, they call it sciences, but what's the science? I guess the science is... Yeah.
The science of baking a cake.
I don't know how to make a cake and budget
and
for the
ironing
cake.
A sheet. And
sure.
Yeah.
Going to Smith's and spending under $10.
Right. Exactly.
Those sorts of things. I remember they would, for home ec, we had to do a couple of away missions where we left the school, went to a grocery store, had a budget, and then had to, and it was something low. It was like $10 or something. And you had to figure out how to get the most nutrition for $10.
Right.
And then the teams would all split off kind of Food Network competition style, and we would all run around and find all our stuff and come back.
Make a meal with just $10 worth of ingredients from the Smiths.
Yeah. 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 And it was, I don't know. Did I learn something? Probably not. I don't feel like I did.
Uh-huh.
Future life choices have proven that I really didn't.
No, clearly, exactly. Clearly not.
Didn't really
Somebody
learn.
In the Discord had sent a video about some tortilla with potato. Wrapped hot dog thing or a sausage.
Sounds all right.
That's what it was. It was sausage and potato wrapped in a tortilla and either baked or deep fried or something. I mean, you know, the more you add into this, the better it sounds, right? Like doing it cannoli style with bread and then baking it sounds amazing. And,
I agree.
Yeah.
I would do that.
Starchy, but sure.
I'm of the opinion that anything is better when you wrap it in a tortilla, either late in the game or if it's an early part of your recipe, it doesn't matter.
Just a
big flour tortilla makes everything better.
There's something about that. I mean, look at, you know, Taco Bell. We can't sell a tostada to save our lives. What do? Let's wrap in tortilla. Crunch Wrap Supreme. Now it sells like hotcakes.
Yeah, our hottest menu item, I think. I think they still sell more of those than anything else because they do breakfast and they have a lunch version of it and all that. I always like it. I always worry, though. This is a worry that is stupid, I admit, ahead of time, but I'll tell you the worry anyway.
Okay.
Crunchwrap Supreme seemed like the perfect little folded up unit that a little roachy bug could get into and hang out in.
Well,
I don't know why.
Burrito. Why not a burrito?
Because burritos, I feel like I can get into one end of it and kind of see what's up. Whereas
I doubt that very much. It's opaque.
That's true, but once you can take it.
Be the same roach that hides in your Crunchwrap Supreme could be hiding in your burritos.
You're not wrong, but I could find out quicker because I can take that, and I often do this, not to check for bugs, but usually to make sure they got my order right. I will take the flap of the burrito, open it a little bit, kind of dig in there and say, oh, okay, that's steak. Here, yours is chicken, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
But in the case of of the Crunchwrap Supreme, it's like a maze in there.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. I mean, there's a whole subfloor that you've got to break through and check under and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I don't know. And there's no easy way in because it's been baked shut. So you have it's almost
multiple
like a
strata.
Yeah. It's like a little, it's like one of those sci-fi doors that is circular and goes vroom when it opens.
Little airlock, the Crunchwrap airlock.
Yeah. I feel like I can't get into those, but yeah, I've never had, I should say I've never had the problem, but I think about it.
Sure.
I think about
it. I mean, you had the bug in your, what was it? You had a dirt clot in a salad at Carl's Jr. Bug. You had a footprint in your Wendy's burger.
Yep. Yep.
Did you have a bug in something?
I don't think I had a bug in anything, or did I? Maybe I did. Did I? I don't know. I've had some bad luck with food.
Yeah.
But I still haven't been to a Carl's Jr. since that sand thing. Not once. Yeah. And in fact, they just closed down the closest Carl's Jr. I had. They just closed it down and replaced it with some chicken place. So I don't think I'm ever going again. Mm-hmm. Well done, Carl's Jr.
There you go. Well,
you brought sand
down. Brought down the franchise.
Finally. Finally, indeed. Let's move on to this. This is another message we got.
Sure.
How the fake baby thing may have worked out. So the whole...
Yeah, that Olive Garden fake baby situation.
It was very weird. Still don't quite know what to make of it, but here's the email. It says, hey, Scott and Brian, another thought on the fake baby at the Olive Garden. Might be that the little girl was really attached to the doll and kind of treats it like a real baby and ended up going the extra mile and started putting it into the car carrier also. So that's an interesting point. I still don't get why the quote-unquote mother here or whatever her role was left for 25 minutes.
That seems like that is the bigger question mark. The baby thing, it's like, all right, you know, I mean, and it seemed like the girl was more interested in drawing than doing anything with the baby doll in the carrier, right?
She didn't go near the baby. She didn't even go by the baby the whole time she's over there drawing and coloring. She had no interest that I could tell. Yeah. But maybe that's a security thing where it's in proximity and it's just sort of around. Yep. I don't know.
Could easily be the situation.
It says, they went on to say it could have been the car carrier that her mom used when she was a baby and mom still had it somewhere in storage, then pulled it out at some point for the daughter to play pretend with. And now it's just got to go everywhere with them. Okay, I'll give you a P for possible. It's possible.
Yeah, I think you just got to look to the most likely scenario, which is the mom... has this baby doll for whatever reason, either it's kind of her proxy for a real baby. Maybe something happened. She lost a baby and this is her way of, processing, that, or maybe she just, you know, it's just a thing that she's obsessed with. And, she was out doing a drug deal and that's why she left her child alone.
Yeah,
it's the most obvious.
That's the most obvious part, especially the drug part. Yeah. You got to go out in the parking lot of an Olive Garden.
Score some smack.
Yeah.
That's probably the situation.
Yeah. I hope she sold it for a good price and that doll and that kid are well taken care of.
Right.
I don't know. Still really weird. All I know is they didn't need to see John. John didn't have to go over there and talk to her.
But it just blows my mind that you let John come back and you didn't press him for details. Like, you just let him go and find out. He comes back and you just silently like walk to the car.
You know why though? It's because anytime you probe him for anything, you're in for like a 3-hour conversation.
Yeah, you didn't want to get in. I totally get it.
Yeah. Because he'll slowly destroy me if I let him talk too much. And if he's watching on Facebook right now, because we're streaming on Facebook. John, if you're listening, there's still a lot of love here. Okay. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right. One quick final little stupid thing that happened. This is so dumb. Like, you know, we had kind of a hard weekend with the sick baby and everything. Oh, and Van got it. We got a call last night around 9.
Oh, no. So really was a bug that Phoebe was experiencing. And now it's traveled. It's made its way to Van.
So he's up yakking all night. And poor kid. He hates it. Hates throwing up. He's like me. Just cannot stand throwing up. When you're a kid, you can't help it. Later in life, he'll be like me and hold it back whenever it's time.
Listen, that's but if I don't want to be. It's kind of like that same phrase, right? I don't want to be a member of any club that wouldn't have me. So if there's something out of my body that needs to get out, hey, either poop it out, barf it out. I don't care. Let it out. If it doesn't want to be there, I don't want it in there either.
It's the right attitude that you have. It's just my body will not let me do it, and I don't know why. I've tried. I've done the, not to get too indelicate here, I've done the fingers thing. Didn't work.
Really? Yep. Oh, wow. I've never stuck my fingers down mine or anybody else's throat.
Oh, good. Because that would have been what grossed Scott out the most.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, you see it happen in movies all the time. Like, help her puke it out. Put your fingers down her throat.
Also, you at one
time on Euphoria.
You're not too far off.
Previously on Euphoria, and coming up next on Euphoria.
On Euphoria.
Stick your fingers down her throat.
Yeah, every episode of Euphoria. Look forward to it.
Yeah.
Check this out right here. This is just a nice throwback.
Hey, I'm going to actually have to put the headphones down for a second and go throw up.
Now, I learned that day.
That does not sound like a person that is bothered or upset by having to go throw up.
No, you're not at all. That person on that audio is not even worked up at all about the idea.
No,
this is a natural thing. And we all should admire that.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, oh, hey, dog scratched at the door. I got to go let him out. It's that level of...
I wish it was for me. I don't know why it isn't. I'm not the only one. I keep running into people who are like, I'm the same way. And they're like, now they feel emboldened to speak up.
Yeah.
Because of my great sacrifice here publicly.
I don't see it as a sense of pride. I think if your body says... Hey, that old chicken you ate. We can't have that here. There's no place for that here. I'm gonna be sending it back. I'm sending it back to the chef.
I agree with you. There is no pride in it. What I don't understand is how I have no control. I have no control over it.
I know.
It's like the opposite of someone who can't stop throwing up all the time.
Right.
I have the flip. I just can't. I can't get it out. My mom does this too. You just can't barf. And it's I'm sure it's like psychologically reinforced cement.
Oh, it totally
that's done
is.
It.
I mean, the fact that it frequently comes up on film sack in a movie, what grossed Scott out the most, either the barfing or the lead, you know, the main character kisses a girl 10 minutes after barfing or something like that.
Oh gosh, that is always
there's
the worst.
There is a thing in your head that is like that's traveled down to your whole your muscle system, your musculature, and is controlling, keeping you from barfing.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Are you gonna throw up?
I already did.
Yeah, that's my life right there.
There you go. Well, my favorite part of Notting Hill. That was such a great. there's the climax of Notting Hill as well. Love that. Love that scene. It's so good.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you should do a sequel.
I'm just a man standing in front.
There's a scene like that in Bo is Afraid that I don't recommend for the squeamish, but ooh boy. Nasty.
You had me at.
Yeah.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So check this out. Dogs. I have three right now. We don't own three, but I have three because we have R2. We have, that sounds like we have a robot. We have a droid.
We have R2.
We have Ripley, the Weimaraner, Carter's dog, technically, and we have Rainer, the Jim Rainer, the female dog, my dog.
Right.
And then, temporarily anyway, we have Nick's dog, Boomer, named after the female fighter pilot turned Cylon Battlestar Galactica lady. Mm-hmm. We were all big fans of that for a long time, so we named few dogs. We had a Hilo for a while.
Did you?
Yeah. We got really into that. But anyway, so Boomer lives here now, for now, till the baby's born. And it's fine most of the time. Yesterday, one of them, Boomer, went out and ate one of the other dog's poops. And I intervened as quick as I could.
Sure.
But before we went in, that same dog, Boomer, barfed up whatever she ate. Just bleh, into the dirt.
Uh-huh.
Then Rainer ate that barf. And then I got all after her. And then she eventually barfed the barf. And then I stopped Ripley just short of eating the third part barf. They were all just, I don't know what happened there. I don't know if there was like a secret little ingredient that was like catnip to dogs in the original poop.
Oh, they just couldn't resist kind of thing. Sure.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It was an ugly scene. It was a real shit show, a real horror movie. And anyway, take care of your dogs, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. Brian, it's time for some news. We're going to learn something about the world around us. And here it is right here now. Today's news is brought to you by...
You can unmute now. RowdyLittleDame.com. This is a client of mine, a friend of mine named Jenny. She is the Rowdy Little Dame. She is incredibly talented greeting card maker, also embroidery, stuff like that. She has a website. Well, I kind of made it for us, so full disclosure here. But she makes some incredible stuff. If you're crap at giving cards, sending out cards to your loved ones or your friends or something like that every year, get the Bestie Box or the Lover Box. It's 12 cards already ready for you just to sign and send. You don't have to run out to Hallmark 5 minutes before they close or the Walgreens to get a card the night before. She also has a really cool thing where she does a variety set of cards called Choose Your Own Adventure, where you go through and find the cards that you want, combine them in one set and get a bundle deal. That's RowdyLittleDame.com.
Rowdy Little, or is it Lil?
Little.
Okay,
RowdyLittleDame.com.
Good. I would like to commend her on her choice of not doing Lil.
Yeah, not using Lil.
Yeah. Because she could have.
She could have.
But yes, she didn't.
Thank goodness she didn't. Yes.
There it is, chat. There's your website. Check it out. Look at it. Oh, it's very nice. I like it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's very...
very straightforward WooCommerce site.
Oh, my gosh. She looks like she could be sisters with Megan Monroe from... she used to work at Twit. Been on DTNS.
Oh, really?
Times.
Okay.
She looks like a blonde version of her. That's crazy.
Oh, funny.
Or not Megan Monroe. Megan... I can't remember.
Malawi.
All
of a sudden we're barbarian.
I'll never forget that lady. All right. Let's get to this news. Walmart.
Maroney,
that's what I was trying to say. Dang it. We got a Walmart story.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So, keep muting, folks, if you're squeamish.
Yeah, you can unmute after. Walmart slammed after they gifted employees 55-cent ramen to work during a blizzard.
Oh, nice. How generous.
Yeah, really kind-hearted of them and management. Walmart has been slammed in a viral TikTok video after the company gifted its employees 55-cent ramen for working during a blizzard. I remember when that stuff was 28 cents.
Yeah, that was such a college staple for us of like, hey, we need something really, really cheap that we can eat every day for lunch and dinner.
Yep.
Ramen.
Yep.
Yeah.
As I've mentioned before, it was called Korean soup in our house. And
Really? Yeah. Okay.
I don't know why we did that. We just called it Korean soup. Well, we had the Koreans, but...
You know, it's good that you did because I think a lot of really good restaurants that sell ramen probably suffer from the fact that people associate ramen with 28-cent brick of flavorless noodles that come with a foil packet, which is the only flavor that thing's gonna have.
Yep.
And because my next door neighbors had that same thing. It's like, hey, we're going out for ramen tonight, do you want to come with us? And they're like, ramen, like the little bricks you get at the store.
Oh man, that sucks to not like, have been exposed
no,
to real ramen.
So much better than ramen. Like so much better than the stuff you remember from college.
That's like saying we're gonna have mac and cheese. Or no, that's like saying we're gonna have pasta and people saying, oh, that's like the mac and cheese. No, right, there's a whole world of pasta out there.
Yeah, exactly. There's creamy peen. How can you, you know, don't forget that.
Don't forget the creamy peen.
Yes, exactly.
Let's see. The Arctic blast, which affected much of the country throughout the week, dropped temperatures below zero in several areas, and their workplace wasn't closed due to severe weather. Workers were in for quite a trek, according to the Daily Dot. Now I just think of what's her name in Juno Temple is Dot. Anyway.
The Daily Dot, sure. Yep.
Wish I was getting my weekly dot, but that show's over.
Love.
Love her. A TikToker by the name Milzy posted a video criticizing Walmart, which has garnered over 500,000 views. Per the outlet, Milzy is employed at Walmart in Rockford, Illinois, which saw these temperatures drop to negative 6 degrees Fahrenheit during the day. In the video, Milzy can be seen speaking before a social media post, featuring a photo of two employees at a table stacked with cases of Manchurian ramen. So it's even that brand, that Manchurian.
Yeah, Maruchan.
Maruchan, or however you say it.
Yeah. Is it one of those where she's just superimposed in front of somebody else's post and she's just telling you what the post says?
Well, no, it's her stuff.
It is her stuff.
But you can do that. Post. You can do that to your own videos. You can.
Yeah.
It's basically just a green screen hack in the app.
Yeah.
Anyway, people aren't happy. It says here, here's the post by Walmart in Rockford. It was captioned this, "Brr, it's cold outside. We appreciate our associates for having braved the cold out there. Stay warm with some ramen noodle soup and crackers." Lame.
Awesome. With crackers, too. Oh,
I know.
My gosh. Whoa.
I buried the headline.
By corporate? We're going to go broke.
I buried the headline. Obviously, it was very generous with the crackers.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Moving on to some dirty thievery here.
Oh, no. Okay. All right.
During an dying ex-mobster. So it's an ex-mob guy dying.
Sure.
That didn't make sense the first time I said it.
In case you need us to break down a dying ex-mobster.
Yeah, let me rephrase it. I always like to read it in two very different ways, but meaning the same thing.
Exactly, just to help those who,
He stole a Wizard of Oz ruby pair of slippers, or the Wizard of Oz ruby slippers.
Yeah.
Is spared prison time for the act. Here's why. This will all make sense. He's dying. He was admitted to stealing the ruby slippers. Judy Garland wore in Wizard of Oz has been spared a custodial sentence. Terry John Martin. He doesn't have a nickname, which is a bummer. I was hoping for like Terry Two-Toes Martin.
Exactly. Terry Fingers Martin.
Yeah. That's how you do proper mob talk. Aged 76, pleaded guilty in October to the theft of major artwork. Hold on. My watch just fell off. I'm going to put it over here. Don't know why that happened. His lawyer had asked him for no. Maybe she's his daughter, or I don't know. Who knows?
I'm so glad we don't have a Therapy Thursday to read today.
That'd be a real bummer. His lawyers had asked for no time behind bars and struck a plea deal for time served. Martin said he stole the slippers so he could have, quote, one last score after the old mob associate convinced him to carry it out in this heist in 2005.
It's like every heist movie, one last score.
Yeah.
Just going for that one last score.
I can't take me out of the business. I'm going to do one more.
Says, during a hearing in Duluth, Minnesota. Well, there's some like Fargo shit going on here.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
The former mobster.
Well, it's close to where those things were being shown.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure one season anyway, they spent some time in Duluth.
No, I meant it was close to where the ruby slippers were.
Got it. I get it now. The former mobster showed no emotion when the sentence was read and was unable to get up from his chair after the hearing ended. He's previously served time for several burglaries. He's been quite the burglar. He burgles.
Yeah, he's a burglar.
Yeah, he likes to do the burgle. he's in hospice care with a life expectancy of 6 months, so he doesn't have much to go. Okay. Yeah, the ruby slippers were taken from Minnesota Museum in 2005 when somebody broke in through a window late at night. Sounds like it was him asking for leniency. Martin's defense lawyer Dane Decree wrote in a memo last week that his client had not committed any crimes in nearly 10 years after last being released from prison. An unidentified former mob associate has contacted and attempted him to grab the slippers, which were on loan to the museum by Judy Garland's people in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. At first, Terry declined the invitation to participate in the heist, but old habits die hard. And the thought of a final score kept him up at night, DeCray says.
Yeah. I feel like Robert Redford did this in the movie Heist.
Yeah.
Feels... One last score. Just one last one.
Yeah. Very heisty.
Yeah. So I didn't realize that those things were stolen back in 2005. Do we know, like, has this been, did they just get them back recently or?
They don't say. I guess it just, I mean, obviously they know he took them.
Yeah.
But they don't have any, they don't say where the like, things are now.
If the ruby slippers have been in his possession for the past 19 years or something.
Maybe he's been wearing them. Who knows?
A little stretched out. Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to, you know, everybody can do their own thing. But
yeah.
If you want to wear lady slippers, that's up to you. All right. Oh, this is interesting. Yeah. Okay. I guess. Don't go after the chickens, because this story could happen to you. Chickens have been rescued from online reality TV style set in Cumberland. Where's Cumberland? Let's see.
Cumberland.
Tiverton is another place. These sound like UK places.
Near Tiverton. Near Cumberland and Tiverton.
Yeah.
Rhode Island.
Oh, well, shit. It's not as exotic as I thought.
Not quite as exotic. There's only three cities, apparently, in Rhode Island. Mm. Those are two of them.
Those are two
Providence
of those cities.
Providence being the third.
Of course. All right, so here's what we've got. According to the West Palace Animal Sanctuary in Tiverton, the 10 chickens were being used to produce a fish tank, an online reality TV style show. Hold on, I don't like this.
No, I don't either.
Online reality TV style show.
Right.
That should be online reality style reality. TV show.
Right. We don't need the word TV doesn't need to be in there. I mean, why not just call it an online reality show called Fish Tank?
I don't get it.
It's TV style. Well, yeah. When we watch something online, anything we watch online is TV style.
They got monkeys running the turn2ten.com news site. This is terrible.
Yeah.
It's a dumb way to say it.
It really is.
And that was the other reason I thought maybe it was British and I just didn't know about a turn of phrase or
because
something.
Because of the way they phrase things in here. Yeah, sure.
Anyway, that's really dumb. Anyway, this is a show that streams 24/7 from a house there in Cumberland. Has something to do with chickens. West Place spokesman Patrick Cole said the production crew member contacted them in about removing the birds. I always forget chickens are birds. Is that a weird thing?
Yes, that's a weird thing.
I really do, because I don't think of them as flying much.
Sure, you don't. Right, they don't. They're not like your seagulls or your crows or your sparrows.
Yeah. Whenever they come up, I just go.
They are.
Oh yeah, they're a bird.
They're feathered food, farm food, basically. Feathered farm food.
Yeah, and they grow up, you know, in tight quarters in a warehouse. It's not like they're out flying free and enjoying themselves.
Or they grow up TV style in an online reality show.
That's right, reality TV style. Let's see. They wanted help removing the birds, which had been released in the house for a comedy bit, but the producers didn't think it was so funny.
Yeah. I don't think it's very funny either. I don't think.
It's not nice.
So just releasing them in the house.
Yeah. Then they said they told the producers they wanted the chickens gone and had discussed abandoning the domestic birds outside or leaving them on the highway. Well, that's not much better, is it?
God, no, that's worse. Jeez.
According to Cole, the rescue workers from West Palace arrived Saturday and the chickens were in the garage surrounded by cardboard boxes that were used as a makeshift pen. They provide a permanent home to the farm animals rescued from the abuse, they said. So that's cool. They can't keep all the new arrivals, so they got to figure something out. They have 100 animals in their care, so these birds represent a 10% increase, and so they're not sure they can do it.
That's good math, right? We have 100 animals, but we have 10 new chickens, which is 10% more animals.
Yep. Yep.
Thank you, WJAR, for this hard-hitting math problem.
Yeah, that's about the best you've done in this whole article. Chickens were available or will be available to adopt if you wanted to adopt one, but they have to do two-week quarantine. I assume because birds carry all kinds of weird disease shit, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You can't be getting no SARS.
And just looking at this photo of the conditions, like sitting here next to a box of staples and those, a coiled up extension cord and a Toro lawnmower. It's like these poor chickens were just kept in worse conditions.
No, it's bad.
I hate animal cruelty.
I don't like it either. You know what? Yeah. Be nice to every animal, no matter what kind they are.
Such delicious, delicious animal cruelty.
That's right. Meat is murder. Delicious murder. That's how you look at it.
Delicious murder.
We're setting Claire off in the chat. Wonderful. Our most vocal Irish vegan.
Purpose.
Yeah. Our most vocal viral. Yeah. Viral? She's not. Maybe she is viral. I don't know. Just be careful around Claire.
She is viral, yeah.
Just be careful is all I'm saying. Let's get to this final story. Man escapes a burning building and then died in another fire days later. Oh, this sucks.
It's a final destination.
Yeah, a little bit. It's a little bit like when you hear about people who get struck by lightning three times and the third time it killed them and it was all within a week.
Or they get struck by lightning three times and then they get hit by a car.
Yeah. It does feel like final destination.
A little, yeah, exactly.
Man who escaped one fire has died after being unable to flee a separate blaze only 2 days later, according to Russian media. This was in Russia. The unidentified man who lived in the city of Saratov in southwestern Russia managed to escape the fire in his fourth floor apartment on January 23rd, but died in another fire on the 25th. As a result of the emergency, this is a quote, a man born in 1973 died.
They report their news a lot, very much differently in Russia.
Yeah.
We usually say things like, as a result of the emergency, a man born in 1973 died.
That's it. Everybody move along. That's the news.
All of a sudden, WJAR, whatever it is looking a little bit better. The reporting agency of the TV reality TV style chicken set.
I don't know if it's ironic or what this is, but it was his own cigarette that did the deed in the second fire.
Oh, no, in the second fire?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Maybe the first fire was a cigarette, too. They didn't say, but it's hard to say. Let's see. They thought a cigarette believed to start the second fire. In the fire until the 23rd, oh, here it is. The mattress in the man's home was set alight, but he managed to flee safety. It was unclear whether that was him getting injured. We don't know if that was also smoking. Probably was, if I had to guess.
Mm-hmm.
Just because smoking in bed is a bad thing. Don't be doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't do that.
Or vape. What do they got over there? In Russia, vape vapes you. What do they do? They got vapes, right?
I'm sure they have vapes. I can't, at least vapes don't have burning ashes that fall down off the end if you fall asleep.
Yeah.
You need to press the button to get the... I have no idea how vapes work. I assume there's a button you push.
I think there's a button, but maybe you just suck on it. I don't know how vaping works either. Does anyone in the chat want to clear that up? Because vapors, we got to have some vapors.
I'm sure there's some vapors, yeah.
Yeah.
How does it work?
Yeah, so they have batteries, sure, but Claire says batteries can explode, but they're just tiny little lithium ion batteries. They're not going to blow up. Those aren't going to blow up.
Yeah, but look at that video of the dude walking around the convenience store and all of a sudden his pocket explodes and he's got like horrible burns from his vape pen exploding.
Oh, I thought that was his phone. Is that a vape?
No, I think that was a vape, yeah.
Oh, okay.
From a couple of years ago, yeah.
I mean, I know there have been cases of certain phones popping off.
Phones will totally do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Planes and stuff.
I'm going to try to remember that as I sit very tightly against my phone right now. I'm going to take it out. I'm going to put it right here.
Sit tightly against your phone.
Yeah, the way my chair works, it, I don't know, kind of mushes it up against my thigh. And I don't want to do that,
I typically just can't have a phone in my pocket when I sit down. It's just not comfortable. So it's on my desk when I'm standing up anyway, but it's at my desk when I'm sitting here working. It's on the couch next to me when I'm sitting down watching TV.
Do you ever lose your phone?
Car keys?
you ever lose your car keys? No. Have you ever lost your phone? You had to like scramble to find it or any of that?
No. Okay. No, it stays with me. Like, so, if I get up and I'm on the couch, I take the phone with me. But
I left a pair of a nice pair of gloves. They were decent gloves.
Oh, no.
At that same restaurant at the Olive Garden for the baby thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Forgot to mention this, but I think that's partly why I forgot them, because I was so focused on this fake baby.
So distracted by the whole baby and abandonment situation.
Yeah, so I just left them on a little bench there because we were in a larger table with a bench back on it. And then we called them later and said, hey, we're coming back there for some gloves. Are you guys still open? Yeah, we're open. So we stop in there. They scoured everywhere. They couldn't find it. They think,
oh no.
Bummer. I mean, somebody took them, but we can't figure out who. Right. And the only person that would have been back there cleaning or doing anything would have been the busboy. So I think there's a busboy with a fancy pair of gloves. And my
enjoy your new isotoners, busboy.
Yeah, they're not too fancy, but they do have the let me touchscreen tips.
Haptic little finger. I love those. Yeah,
yeah. That's the only way to go. I love them.
I have a pair of pink Allstate ones that I got from one of Tina's cancer walks that are fuzzy. They look like Muppet hands, but they've got those little, you know, touch your screen kind of things. It's like, great, perfect.
You should wear those. I want to see those on you.
I'll wear them. I'll put them on sometime.
Pink fuzzy gloves.
Pink fuzzy gloves.
Old Brian Pink Fuzzy Gloves, we'll call you. That'll be your new nickname. Yeah.
Yes. Well, there was something else I was going to say about... So Tina and I went to the Olive Garden a couple of weeks ago ourselves. I wonder if I talked about this. But when you're in the lobby, your family, when you're in the lobby and you're waiting for your table, there's a coat rack.
Yes,
and
there is.
And we noticed that... on the coat rack, there were like two or three coats. Does somebody walk into the Olive Garden, take off their coat, and hang it on the coat rack in the lobby and then go to their table?
I mean, I'm going to say, yes, that's what it's for, but I would never do that.
Yeah, it feels like that's a good way. I mean, hell, if you lose your gloves, I mean, that's a good way to make sure you lose your coat, too. But
I don't even feel comfortable giving, like when you go to a fancy place and they're like, we'll take your stuff or whatever. I don't even like that, even though I know it's fine. They're going to, when I do this with my phone in a place that won't let you take phones in, like a theater or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate that feeling. I know that's going to be fine, but I hate it.
The places that do that, though, don't they give you, like, we went to a comedy club that does this, and they give you a locked zippered pouch that you put your phone in and you keep it with you.
Oh,
but
never done
but
that.
You,
that's cool.
You basically keep the little pouch with you, but you can't access your phone. You can't do anything with it. But so I don't think I've been to a place where they take my phone like that.
Yeah, I can tell you the place. It's this old theater downtown. Crap. It's awesome, though. I saw Seinfeld there years ago. Mm-hmm. Can't remember the place, but anyway, that's how they did it. Maybe they do it different now. It's been years since I've gone, but that makes sense. Like, I know if you go to, who is it, Dave Chappelle has like really strict
Dave Chappelle
rules.
Will do that where you can't have your phone there. Some escape rooms will lock your phone in a thing, give you the key to it, but it's like a little locker in the entrance and you have to put your stuff in there so they know you're not cheating.
Like we did that last year.
I think that place did. Yeah, right.
Yeah, we had a little locker thing.
Yeah.
Deal.
Yeah.
Worked out just fine.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
I'm excited we might be doing another one this year. Are you aware of that?
I am aware of it. And I don't love the subject matter, but I'm going to give it a swing. I'm going to give it a shot. It sounds like it's going to scare a little living shit out of me.
I'm hoping so because it'll be great content for our live show.
Yay. Can't wait. Someone have a camera ready, I suppose. Although they don't let you take cameras in there, do they? Can you film in there?
Yeah, but I think we could probably work something out.
Okay.
It's probably like a little GoPro. They're not going to check you for a GoPro.
Yeah, you could hide. You could hide like a little chesty camera.
My phone, but as a matter of fact, this place did it before and did one of them before, and they didn't even have a problem with our phones going. They just said, keep them in your pockets. Don't take anything out. But
so they weren't hardcore about it?
No.
That's good. It's not like you get good connection in there anyway. That stuff gets bad.
No, exactly. Yeah. With all the, and especially, geez, this one, without giving anything away, it's like you're probably in a giant Faraday cage, so you're going to be just fine.
Yeah. Not Daniel Faraday cage, but Faraday cage. I always hear that name, and I have to think of that guy. That's going to do it for the news today. We're going to come back here after the break and talk to Bill. He sent both Brian and I a little package, and we're going to learn what that is in the show, and we're going to do a little handiwork while we're on the air. So it's going to be fun. Can't wait for that. That's coming up after the song break Brian has prepared.
Yeah, we're going to Austin for this one. Austin's such a great place for music that I'm surprised it doesn't come up more in our Indie in the Middles, but this is a band called Grackles. Grackles, just kind of like there's a bird, right? Grackle?
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah, grackle. Pretty sure. Grackle bird.
Do you consider them to be a bird, Scott?
You know, anything that flies, I usually go bird. Okay. But bird. Ones that are okay, always good. On the ground and stuff, I don't look at an ostrich and go bird. I never
what
do
about
that.
A bat?
No. Okay, well, because I know that it's a mammal, so it's not. I know it's not the same, but I think of my dog Rainer when I see bats because she looks just like a bat without wings.
So, yeah. Oh, poor thing. Yeah. All right, this is a brand new single. Here's what I'm loving about this. So their brand new album, their self-titled debut album, comes out February 24th for this band Grackles. They're joined here by one of my favorite vocalists, a woman named Kat Edmondson. She has an album, a few albums of covers, and she has got such an incredible voice. It's so unique. I love Kat Edmondson and her voice. Here is their song, Top of the World. It's the band Grackles.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Experience the drama, the wonder, the beauty.
With ordinary contact lenses or glasses, you wake to a fuzzy world.
And we've returned. Who is that again?
Sure. That's the band Grackles featuring Cat Edmondson joining him for that song. A song called Top of the World. Their self-titled debut album comes out February 24th. And if you're keeping track, that means the album is called Grackles.
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 Such a morning cereal thing. Say. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, give me a bowl of Grackles, part of this nutritious breakfast.
That's right.
All right. Punish Props on his way in here.
Cool.
And, we'll see what we're
finally
doing
this thing while we're waiting for Bill, although it looks like we're not going to have to wait long. But I'll talk about it in the post or the end of show stuff.
Excellent.
But there's still something wrong, isn't there, Bill?
There sure is. Well, not really. Having Bill on, there's never anything wrong. Bill, welcome back to the show from punishprops.com. How are you?
Hello. Good morning. I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Today
yeah.
It's a big day.
Been thinking about you a little because I've been playing some of that Grounded and, running around in there, picking up cool stuff, going, oh, this would be cool 3D printed. This would be cool made out of foam. And then I think of all that stuff you made, and I know you got some recent content included in that, but man, that game is cool.
It's so cool. We just played through it again.
Yeah. It's awesome. Is it, do you feel like, so now there's like a creative mode where people can like build their own maps and stuff. I wonder what that's like. I got to get in there.
Yeah, I haven't tried that yet.
Yeah, because people, they gave everybody their dev tools to make their own backyards and, you know, populate it however they want with as many spiders as they want or, you know, whatever they want to do. And some of them are gnarly, like plop you down in the, I've been told, I haven't seen it, but they'll plop you down in the middle of a yard surrounded by like hundreds of spiders that are double, you know, twice the size of your character. And I think that sounds like a nightmare, and I will not be downloading that, is what I'm getting to. That sounds real bad. And I'm not even that freaked about spiders, but that gives me the willies. Holy crap.
Yeah, that would.
Ooh, so, geez. Bill, explain this to us. We have in our hands some stuff, some 3D printed items that you sent both Brian and I in the mail. And I got a red one. He got a blue one.
Sure.
Walk us through this. What are we doing?
A couple things. First, if you had to guess, how many of these maker segments do you think I've done?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, because like, you've been on, you know, we start out as fitness geek with you.
I know, yeah. But the maker then, segments, we had a big number today.
Oh,
did we really?
You
did
know
we
the
hit
number
500?
No, but we did hit 300.
That's pretty. That's pretty good. Segments. Yeah. Wow. That's more. That's more maker segments than the average podcast goes.
Right. I did so a podcast. True, yeah. I had a podcast for a while. I did, I think, 200 episodes, and I've done far more.
Yeah.
For your podcast.
Yeah. That's
awesome. Well, good.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that high watermark of an unpaid showing up on Tuesdays kind of
that's
gig.
That's right. Yeah. And I appreciate being here, and I appreciate getting to chat with you guys. It's been awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Second thing, you mentioned Grounded. Brittany finished the Pebblet Axe. We have a new video up on Punish Props YouTube channel. She made one of the beginner axes from the game. She did it all out of foam, and it was all hand painted, and it looked awesome.
Yeah, it does. Got to show this to people while you're talking. So keep going, but I'm going to pull this up while we're going.
I've already talked to one of the community managers at Obsidian, and we're going to send it to them. They're going to have it in their office, which would be pretty cool.
Yeah. Look at this here. Okay, chat. Oh, it's on the. It's not up on your site yet, is it?
Yeah, it's up on the YouTube channel.
No worries. I will find that real quick. Yeah, it looks amazing. And if you haven't played that game, the whole concept is kind of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yes.
In real life. And, well, not in real life. It's a fantasy, obviously. But it's, it's like takes this idea to the 100th degree and lets you, you know, cut down grass blades and builds tools out of sprouts and little pebbles and and build worlds. Cool. And it's an amazing, I mean, the game's ability to render out that feeling of scale is crazy good. Maybe beyond most things I've seen. Anyway, this video has to do with that and that making of that pebble axe, which is like the first thing you got to make in that game.
Oh, look at that.
Looks definitely. So good. I got to hang that up. All right.
That's what we have going on for Punished Props. So we have a new venture Brittany and I started, and that's what the 3D printed objects you've got in your hands are. So our new venture is called Gizmo Thrill, and it's all about 3D printing. I've been talking a lot about 3D printing lately, and this is part of the reason why. We started putting this together almost a year ago, the idea for this. But basically, Brittany and I both went to school for computer art and did a lot of 3D modeling. And this was back in 2000. We've carried those skills with us, and now we've used a lot of 3D modeling for our prop making. But we want to do just 3D modeling, where we model really cool things for other people to print. Not just props. We're doing all sorts of fun model kits.
Nice.
Neat things to put together.
Yeah.
Right now, everything's over on Printables. If you look up Gizmo Thrill over on Printables, you'll find our site.
Are you liking that platform? I think Printables, it's becoming one of my favorite places to look, actually, for stuff.
Yeah, I am enjoying it a lot. They have a whole, like, level-up system where when you engage with the website, if you share things that you've modeled, if you share things that you've printed, or other people's things that you printed, you get points, you earn Prusa meters, you can get free spools of filament. They've really gamified, like, the way you interact with one another in a way that I think really encourages a lot of creativity, and I like that a lot. So I've been really enjoying Printables a ton.
Nice. Yeah, you guys are doing good over there, too.
I can follow your thing, right? Your club?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, there's a store, so you can buy models individually, but the thing we're really going for right now is the club. So it's a monthly membership. We'll have new models every month. We have three of our new models up in the club right now, but we also have a free one. So if you see Scooter the Tugboat, that's our free model.
I see that right there. It's so cool. Mm-hmm. It's like totally Benchy free. Deluxe.
It's like a big Benchy Deluxe, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's just so that people can download something for free and kind of get an idea of what they're getting themselves into. So our models, we want these kits that you have to put together. I want to recreate the feeling of waking up on Christmas morning knowing you've got a box of Lego waiting for you under the tree and you can't wait to put it together.
That's cool.
The idea is these model kits come in many pieces, so you can print them in all these different colors, whatever colors you want, and then you get to put them all together.
Oh, that's so cool.
I love the
arc reactor. Oh, man.
I love your only negative review, which is model looks good, except it doesn't float. And I'm like, dude, it's not supposed to be a boat, does it? Yeah. Oh, this guy claimed
it doesn't
float.
How can it not float? It's like PLA. There's no way it can't float.
I think this guy doesn't know what, maybe he did it wrong. Who knows?
Maybe he doesn't know what float means.
Yeah.
This arc reactor lights up.
Yeah, dude, you might want that. You might want that business.
I do want that business.
So what you're showing right there, Scott, is people get to share their make. So if they make something, they put it all, they get to share it on the website.
Right.
The boat, by the way, it does float. You have to put weight in it. There's a spot to put weight in it to prevent it from flipping over. And I imagine that's what that guy forgot to do.
Yeah, it makes sense, right? It
needs a little ballast.
You need your, what do you call that? Your center of gravity in there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, what's cool for all of these projects, so we're going to put a new project out every month, but they'll also come with a video that shows how to assemble the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a YouTube channel, the Gizmo Thrill YouTube channel. We got a Twitter, we've got an Instagram, we got all the things for Gizmo Thrill. People want to follow us on there to see when we have new stuff coming out. But we're also going to be sharing, I put together a Land Rover Defender model I found on Printables, and I'm going to make a video for that. So we're going to share other, like building other people's kits as well.
Sure.
Because like cool. I said, that's the fun, but the putting together the assembly, like that's the fun part for me. Yeah. I really want to share that.
So let me ask you this. Are you shipping any of these direct printed or like you did to us? No, it's always somebody who wants to take the model, print it themselves and do the
thing. Download the files and print it.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
That makes sense.
You guys got you guys got special treatment because you're cool guys.
Yeah.
So, so the thing I've sent you guys is something I call my enchanted padlock. So it's a novelty padlock, but it does function. It's got three levers in it and it goes together pretty quickly. So there's the mechanism part is just the shackle, which is the part that swings open on the top of your lock there.
Right.
And then there's three levers that go in there. You put in they're labeled 1, 2, and 3. The first one goes in, then the second, then the third. And they create the little mechanism. They're even spring loaded using part of the 3D printed model as a spring.
Whoa.
So that the whole thing functions as an actual lock.
And when do you, and you mentioned this to me yesterday, but the website's got a load of instructions on this one, right? So if I want to get...
Yeah, we've got videos to show. In fact, I'll share the video for that one for my recommendation today for the Enchanted Padlock.
Look at that, cool. You guys. It's a Horde, by the way, Horde-themed padlock, this one.
Yep. Yeah. See, Scott knew.
Yeah, he
knew the colors that
did,
I picked.
Did he know before I told him this morning?
We'll never know. We'll never truly know, will we?
Yeah,
I tried to. I tried to make them Horde and Alliance colored.
You mean Horde and Thanos colored?
Yeah,
I know.
Horde and Thanos.
Yeah.
I'm getting wings today at Horde and Thanos. I love it over there.
Horde and Thanos. Yeah. Yes, Horde Thanos and beyond.
This is awesome. So the key, does it actually fit in this little lock and everything? Like.
Well, it would be a pretty poor lock if it didn't.
Oh, it does. Look at that. Man, this is cool, dude. I love this. So, all right. So that I was, you know, obviously there's a market for this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
I went to your site here, the printables.com thing, deal, stuff. And noticed that you've got amazing reviews on your lightsaber build.
Look at that.
That appears to be your big popular item on the thing. Do you did that surprise you?
That one got featured on their front page, I think, for a while.
Oh, okay.
That explains it well.
But those are, so we took a bunch of our old prop ones that are free and put them all up on the on our profile there. So there's a ton of free models. If anyone has a printer and they want to go grab some free stuff, go for it.
Yeah.
The lightsaber is obviously quite popular.
Yeah, sure. Well, people like a lightsaber, I've learned over time, over the most of my life.
They don't like me calling it Rey's lightsaber, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I made it, it's Luke/Anakin's lightsaber, but I made all of the versions that it is throughout the series. So it can be the A New Hope version, or the Empire Strikes Back version, or the whatever the movie Rey was in was called version.
whatever the three Return those of three
Skywalker
films
Revenge of Skywalker, the last one
the last one of Skywalker.
Hey, can I just tell you, by the way, this is neither here nor there, but the fact that you like this Bob Smith Industries cyanoacrylate glue is the best. It is the best glue.
It's so good.
All of the world's glue bows to that glue.
It does.
And you get the kicker to spray it and it cures instantly.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, that's the real magic sauce.
Wow, okay.
This is great.
Little spray bottle of accelerant.
Well, I'm going to put this whole thing together.
So that one's meant to get put together. You can follow the video, and then there's little pegs to hold it together. You just drop a little super glue in there, and they'll all squeeze together. I'm trying to learn how to design kits so that they don't need glue. So this has been a really fun design challenge for me. We also try and make these so they print without supports if we can.
That's amazing. I mean, just the fact that these little can't really call them screws, but the fact that there's so many things you get right now, so many downloads. It's like, all right, well, make sure you go get these specific 7mm screws. Mm-hmm. And it's like, great, now I got to buy 1,000 of these from Amazon just because I need 4 for this model.
Yeah, I love the idea that this is a complete package and that's just everything. Yeah. You'll print it all.
That's one of our sort of design requirements. We want to design kits that don't need a lot of supports. And kits that can go together without hardware. So when you print it, you've got pretty much everything you need. You just might need a couple drops of glue.
This is rad. Yeah, the only thing you show here that looks like it's not organic to the print is the little leather key strap cord.
Oh yeah, yeah.
adds a nice little vibe to it. But
yeah, it does.
Yeah, I'm just gonna build this right after the show and glue it as I do it, because
there you go.
I don't want to have to take it apart and glue it.
Yeah, good idea.
There are two pegs that are shorter. Just pay attention to that.
Oh, okay,
they go in a specific spot. You'll see. That's again, right. There's a video that shows it all. Yeah. So I designed that in the boat. Brittany designed a little desktop dragon that sits next to your computer. He can hold stuff in his mouth. She also designed a really cool functioning treasure chest that's highly decorative and has a little lock on the front of it, which was pretty cool.
Oh, you should make one. You should make one that pops open and is a mimic, like a pissed off.
That'd be pretty awesome. Yeah. We can do a version, or someone could remix it.
Yeah,
there you go.
Let's do it. And you guys allow for that, right? Like, take these SDLs, dink around with them, give us attribution, but you know,
on the printables page, it shows all of that, the licensing and all that, what you're allowed to do with it. So one of the reasons why I like websites like that, you don't have. When you upload the model, you choose the licensing you want and what people will be allowed to do with it.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Oh, there it is. Yeah, so you've got no sharing without attribution. Makes sense. Remix culture allowed, commercial use, free culture works, and meets open definition. That's cool.
There you go.
This site's rad.
It's really cool.
Yeah, makes me wish I had shit to put on there, but I don't.
there's lots of stuff to go get and download, though.
Yeah.
Or and print yourself. Sure.
Apparently, the first thing I need to go get and buy is the Bob Smith Instaset Superglue Accelerator, because I had no idea this was a thing. I just thought I had to sit there and hold it for 5 minutes, but
They've got replacement dart Nerf guns some guy made that's like way more powerful. I gotta get that. Uh-huh. Oh, and your Satisfactory helmet's on here.
It is on there. Yeah, I think that was featured recently.
Yeah, you're also featured. Yeah, you're featured right now on that one. That looks really good. In fact, you're kind of making all the other squares around you look like crap.
And by squares just means the tiles on the site, not the people who designed them.
No, not the squares. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's hip to be square. You guys are fine. Don't worry about it.
Designed by squares for squares.
That's really cool, man. I knew you were up to something, but I didn't know it was this cool. This is very cool.
It's such a perfect thing for you. And I had no idea about this thing. I knew printables, but I didn't know about this, like becoming a member, a follower. So
yeah, this is so cool. They just added the store as well, so you can sell stuff individually. We're going to have all our models in our membership eventually end up in the store, so people can just buy them a la carte if they want, which is pretty neat that they let you do that.
Yeah, that is very cool. So for those at home who are like, where is this again? Printables.com/ @GizmoThrill. They have an @
That's
in there.
The one.
Kind of like YouTube.
And there'll be more every month, like I said, and we'll start pushing more once we have more models up there as well. I'm modeling a little toy model of a forklift right now, because I love forklifts.
It'll function like the lift will raise and stuff.
Yes,
that's the most amazing thing. Yeah, figuring out the inner workings, dude. This, you know, I want to make sure that this doesn't go by unrecognized, unacknowledged. But the fact that you figured out the whole mechanism inside the lock to make all that stuff work—that is no small feat.
And
That took a bit of trial and error. Re-emphasized.
What are you, Thomas Edison or something? My Lord, look at all this work you're doing. It's amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this is awesome. Thank you for our little kits. I can't wait to put this together and display it proudly as a hoard item. Mm-hmm. that I clearly, obviously knew before I talked to Brian.
Clearly.
Tell us anything else going on. Do you have a little bonus clip for us or anything from anyone?
I just sent the link to that padlock video there.
Oh, okay. We'll use that. Yeah, that's our little bonus.
That'll go in the website, and then people have a link to where they can buy this stuff as well.
Right. Super simple. Oh, look at that thing. That thing's so cool.
Look forward to more. Here's the 300 more episodes, huh?
Yeah, dude. Absolutely. 300 more segments with you. That means 300 more cool things you got to make. Don't think about it too hard, though.
All right. I got a list. Don't worry.
All right,
we can't wait to see you in Vegas.
Vegas. Yeah, I'll be there. Britt will be there. And we're going to try and drag some more friends if we can.
That'd be great. Cool. Happy to welcome anyone. We'll see you then. All right. Well, we'll see you before then. But
Yeah.
We'll talk to you before then, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
All right.
There you go. There goes Bill. Watch him as he goes. We have a quick text to finish things. And this is fascinating to me, because yesterday we were talking about these Stanley Cups that are all the rage.
Yes. Oh, God.
Yeah. And I made the comment like, this is like Crocs or something where everyone's just over, you know, they're overdoing it or it's overexposure or whatever. I didn't know this, but Luke from Boulder has dropped a bomb. He says, funny you mentioned Croc shoes when discussing the new Stanley Cup, not the hockey trophy craze. The marketing guy who made Crocs a success with their multiple color options and pieces of flair and such, he moved from that job over to making or a marketing gig with, ding, 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 Stanley Cups.
Amazing. I had no idea. That's and that makes so much sense.
Yeah, now it does for sure. It says Stanley Cups or he says and essentially copy and pasted the same craze. Personally, I have no Crocs or Stanley Cups, so this guy's mojo does not work on me. I mean, now that hearing that, it's obvious now.
Right? It makes so much sense, right? Just like the fact that this guy knows exactly how to turn something that's kind of mundane and unnecessary and say, no, I must have it. I must push people out of the way so that I can get one.
Yeah, it's crazy. I love this, though. Thank you, Luke from Boulder. Not far from Brian is how we like to refer to you.
Not far at all. Yeah, just right up the road.
That was awesome of you. If you got your own feedback, thoughts, comments, whatever, today we did a lot of texts. You can send those in that form, 801-471-0462. If you want to email us, you can, themorningstream@gmail.com. And that text line also works as a voicemail line, so continue to do that.
That's right.
I think I have one for tomorrow already.
Oh, good. Cool.
I think we're about done. Go to frogpants.com/TMS for all your details, all your stuff, links to our Patreon, everything else. If you want to help support this show and get other cool things. Brian, we should play a song, speaking of cool things.
We should. This one came in, it was originally for last week, but I pushed it to this week because, again, the last part of January, folks, apparently a lot of you have birthdays, a lot of you have things you're celebrating, so it's a feast, a movable feast of requests for me to pull from. Terry Z in Chicago, frequent emailer to Scott and I, frequent supporter of the show, tweets, X, whatever.
Sure.
Comments on there. Says, hey, this January 25th was my 77th birthday. Jeez, Terry Z, I had no idea.
I didn't either. He comes off as way younger than that.
He really does, yeah. He says, I think even Rainbow Bright and Claire Gack share the date with me. I usually get lost in the shuffle, so I don't expect you to honor my request on that exact day, even if you can, but that's okay. It's the thought that counts. Love, Terry Z in Chicago. Wow. Yeah, well, as you know. But I also pushed it to this day for a specific reason, because the song choice, you said anything from Moody Blues album Days of Future Past. You said you got any covers of songs from there, and I do have, you know, I could go Nights in White Satin, but I'm gonna go with the other song that was a big hit from that album, which is here performed by the Doughboys from their Act Your Rage album. Here is Tuesday Afternoon.
Yeah. Get more at frogpants.com.
This is my house.